Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Thank you for joining us at the hashtag I'm So Hard podcast, where you're going to hear so much shit in the background, and we apologize right now.
Well, we live in noisy houses. They're happy houses.
We live in California, so they're not big houses.
They're thin-walled houses.
Thin-walled houses. We have currently piano lessons going on, and
lessons will start soon.
We know that there's construction. It's all happening. And I would just like to say, before we started this podcast, I asked Jen to pour me a glass of water, and I had my hand around the glass. And it was as though she could not see the glass and only poured it on my hand.
I did get bifocals, so they're called progressives.
But she can literally pour a glass of wine from like 40 feet. She could be in a tree and hit a glass.
Yeah, my hand knows what it's doing on a wine glass.
This was not accurate.
I'm a little tired today, so
it's fair. We've been blowing and going and burning the candle at both ends, and I think it's important that we just. Are who we are.
We're going to go on tour beginning in the fall. Announced.
Tickets, and it's been a ton of work. Tickets are available.
We're super excited about it, though, because we get to – oh, my God.
I always tell people, because you never want to – man, it's such an extraordinary, adrenaline-pumping, special thing, especially when – I mean, I can get so sentimental talking about it that it's gushy and gross.
Yeah.
But the travel – and the amount of work you do, what you do is you do all the work just to step on that stage.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of steps before that actual moment. And it's good, and sometimes it's hard, and sometimes you're really aching for your family.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll feel that for a while, guys.
I think we have stacked the deck. Yeah, we need a little bit of that absence to let the
my heart grow fonder. I'll be like, guys, I'm day 32 in. I'm fine.
Yeah. And I think I can't believe we're saying this, and we're taking our families away to stay in a big house.
Yes, this weekend.
This weekend.
Like tomorrow, right? Day and a half.
Because we can travel again. Like we can, and we're so excited to do it. Like, I mean, I have to say that as hard as it is to like travel for the tour, it is nothing compared to like just doing a family vacation with kids.
Oh, you had the kids. It's and you know what, too, is – when you look at like the different phases of your kids, like new mommies, like my heart always aches for them because I remember what that was like to get on a plane. Because the first thing you're thinking about is it's a dual worry. You're worrying the baby's going to start crying and you're worried you're going to like upset start people crying. Around you. And then your energy is upsetting. You know, like you're like, so I always tried to tell myself when I got on a plane, I was like, if this baby's crying, it's because this baby needs to burp. And burping, if you don't burp, if you don't follow through, doesn't feel good. So, or this baby is hungry. Like, just let me be okay with traveling with this baby so I lighten up. Because you see mommies get on the plane and they're just like so worried about what everybody else thinks. And I think you and I are really good about that because between the two of us, we'll step up and hold that baby and order her a drink faster than anybody you've met.
Absolutely. I have held more babies for long, probably more than my own babies.
If I'm in line and there's a baby that's losing it, I'll hold that baby so fast, order my Starbucks, give that mom a chance to go pee. Like,
yes.
It's what you got to do.
Okay. I also, before I ever had kids, used to get mad at people that were like unhappy with babies on planes. Like, that has always been a pet peeve of mine. Like, What's a baby supposed to do but cry? Like,
I'm not worried about a baby, but I will eye roll a toddler. Toddlers are just, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to dial in. We're going to watch movies together because, like, I can't get mad at you. You're going to win. You've got more energy than me.
I've got a toddler. Well, not anymore. She's not a toddler. Thank God. But she used to barf on every flight.
Oh, yeah.
So she would have this, like, as we're landing, she would, like, get an upset time. And we tried everything. We tried the pretzels. The sugar. You know what my husband does now? He just wears double shirts. He brings an extra shirt in his bag because she's going to barf on his
back. We get so used to it, like, whatever it is they're going to do. But if you've ever tried to change a baby in one of those bathrooms, you can just forget it. Like, yeah. It's so hard. It's just traveling with a baby, because then you have to have the diaper bag, and then you have the stroller, and you're trying to get down the thing with the stroller, and then they make you fold the stroller. I'm like, if you see a mom with a baby on her hip, you help her stroller.
You know how hard stroller. It is? They're going to fall out of the carrier thing?
Yeah, she's got the car seat. Oh, man, you're traveling by yourself. It's so hard. I always extend myself to. Yeah. And then if they have teenagers, I'm like, well, let's see if they can just do some random work on the plane. Can we get them to clean it? Like, they need a mood adjustment, too. And if you dare take off your shoes and socks and put your feet up on the wall, we're going to have a conversation, sir.
One of
that
my
14-year-old that did that, I was like, I take a picture of this, send this to your mom. She'll slap the side of your head.
Oh, one of our friends, I don't know why I'm not going to say her name because nothing she did, but she was on a flight New Year's Day, had a very nice pair of boots on.
Oh, no.
16-year-old, 18-year-old, some kid barfed all over the plane.
Because he was hammered?
That's what I said. I was like, he obviously drank the night before. And threw up all in her boots. So she's like, I could not wear my boots on the flight, and then had to walk through the airport with like barf on her socks.
That's
like,
the worst thing I've ever heard. I've been on a plane where a young guy, like, he was just plain old car sick, you know, like, and I felt so damn bad for him, and he just kept heaving in like the bag, and at one point I was like, I'm gonna go rub his back. I can't, you know what, he needs to know this isn't his fault. I can tell by the smell that it is not alcohol. This is just straight up barf.
Like,
and I think traveling can be really, it's so, I hope we all exercise like even more kindness and control now that we can travel, because we're going to be so happy.
You know, there's airlines not even serving alcohol right now because people are such dicks. Hopefully we get over that and then go fly and go to fun places again. Maybe that's what we all need, is a vacation.
We need a vacation. We need to go out and go, you know what? I'm vaccinated. I believe in science. I feel safe. I'm going to go out and I'm going to live my life a little bit.
Yeah.
And you dip your toe. I don't think it all comes at once, but we got to like – go out. We haven't been on I haven't been on a plane since we found out, like, I remember so
our last
clearly
tour, I think
last tour we were in Texas,
yeah,
and I remember they said you can't do a meet and greet tonight, and you and I both were like, why? Well, there's this thing called COVID there that it's coming out and about, because we'd been obviously watching the news in airports, but it's been in fits and spurts,
yeah,
and then some of the people that we work with called us and said, you can't do this part of the show. You can't do this part of the show. You can't do this.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other and I was like, well, if it's not safe for them and it's not safe for us, how long? And then they called us and said, it's all going away.
Yeah.
But we didn't feel defeated. We felt like, well, we also thought this was going to last 11 days, but we felt like
we can have a really good attitude for 2 weeks and then that.
Yeah, we're going to put up dominoes and make a domino chain, and I'm going to teach my children, and then they'll go back in 2 weeks. Forward 16 months.
But it did tell me, like, I think a lot of people, like, it changed your priorities, and, like, I just want to travel. I want to take the kids places.
Same.
Like, I mean,
I think I want to travel.
Well, yeah, we're going to.
I mean, you always loop the kids in, but can we have a few without?
Yeah, we're going to
go on a lot.
We're like 42 cities where we get to.
I honestly say that. I joke. But the idea of like leaving the kids is really hard. And you and I, the nice thing about being together is that we have the same thing. We have this like ache day four.
We got to
like
see
clockwork.
Him again. Yeah.
We got to see him. I'm grouchy. I'm like looking at pictures of Jen's kids. I'm like,
yeah.
Remember? Can you just FaceTime them, please?
Remember when they were Tuesday?
Remember? Remember when?
It was so close.
It was so close. And it was so, I know that that's to come. And I think when the kids get older, you still miss them. And
well, And mine are getting to that age because Kristen's kids are a little bit older.
It goes, my son is 10. Jen's son is 8. Eleanor is 8. And then Delilah is 5, almost 6.
Almost 6, yeah. So they're at the age where they can carry stuff now.
It's
responsibly.
A hallelujah.
Yeah.
By the way, make them carry stuff.
That's the upsetting thing is that they've already beat to shit these like roller suitcases I got them before the pandemic
because
we were going to like take them with us.
Yeah.
You know, we had all these vacations planned to go do. And then that got, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know why kids like to quote unquote pack where they just like put weird socks.
I don't know. Have you seen my suitcase?
Yeah.
I forgot my pants.
Lots of
one
socks.
Time. lots of socks, lots of weird pajama bottoms that like to disguise as actual pants.
Actual pants, yeah.
Running shoes, we know those are ironic. but I do think that like...
It was a funny laugh, Jen.
Traveling has its own nuances that I have only learned from actually traveling. Like, stop.
What are those?
Those are my tights. Don't worry about
Why do you have white tights?
Because they're for Eleanor's dance recital. Talking about weird
stuff. What, are you dancing in the recital?
No, but
are they Eleanor's tights?
Yes.
You got matching ones?
I don't know, Jen.
I want to
see. No.
I'll give you $5 right now.
I'm not going to. They're just tights. You're getting distracted.
Why are you wearing white tights? Yes.
I'm not going to put. They're Eleanor's tights.
Oh, okay. Because I'm pretty sure she just said, these are my tights, and then got really embarrassed.
They're Eleanor's tights. Shut
up. She's really red-faced right now. I don't know what.
Because I don't know why.
You and your husband do some weird stuff. You know what? That's none of my business. Let your freak flag fly.
Get back to traveling.
Some guys are really into pantyhose, like the old school ones. Isn't that disgusting?
That's disgusting. Wait, so gross. Wait.
I don't know. It depends on the guy. I don't know.
Ew. If pantyhose come back, gross. Ugh. Like nude colored pantyhose. Ugh. There's no good to those. No. Although I like the ones with the little sheen.
the tap dancer tights?
Yeah.
Whose tights are those?
They're Eleanor's, Jen.
Let me see them. Let me see
them. Why are you doing this? We're supposed to be talking about travel.
Because I want to know why. Are you taking a dance class?
No. No.
I will know.
No.
These are by the length of the leg.
I just happened to know that I ordered two different sizes. So if I wanted to put them on, I could. This would not...
These would fit Eleanor without stretching out, okay?
I just thought.
These are yours, Kristen. What should
they
do?
Because I thought it would be fun if we.
Are you taking like a show?
No, I was just going to put them on in case I wanted to do a quick tap thing because it doesn't matter, you butthole. You weren't supposed to.
What are these?
They're just dance tights.
They're white dance tights, you guys. Do you question your friend that had brand new white dance tights that they were being super protective of?
You know what? Because I knew this is what you were going to do. You were going to open them, you're going to stretch them, and you're going to ask me if I was taking a dance class. No, not yet.
Look, I'm even putting them back on the cardboard because...
You don't even... Give them to me. Give them to me, asshole.
Okay, sorry. If you're so embarrassed, you shouldn't put them on your desk.
How dare you? How dare you? Stop looking around and stuff.
There's more interesting stuff.
Jen, talk about travel. Stay with me.
You start wearing white tights through airports with me, I'll be so embarrassed.
They're actually good for your legs.
I'm just picturing you wearing them with like your Nike Phantoms and like like a, I don't know, like a long shirt.
They're good for
belted.
Tap. I don't get blisters if I wear a tight.
We'll never make it through security if you wear those through the airport, Kristen.
I'll never make it through the airport because I'll slip. But I will do it doing shuffle off to Buffalo. My daughter's learning, really advancing in tap, and I'm really enjoying learning some of the moves. So what happens if one night we dress up the same and do a tap routine together? What's your business?
It's not my business. I really like it. I just want to.
That almost.
I
do I feel I'm on trial right now?
I want to see it. That's all.
You know what, Jen? This is a podcast, so no one gets to see it, and that's not fair.
Well, she's
and
a now, really good tap dancer, you guys. I've seen her tap dance before, real fast feet. And I'm curious.
I look like a marionette.
She's got such long legs and arms. It's just like.
You are making this so weird.
Why? Oh, which part?
Can you just leave me alone?
Sorry.
God.
Sorry.
So I'm never letting you into my room.
I'm really going to have trouble talking about travel.
This
now.
Is why we don't stay in the same. This is why we don't stay in the same hotel rooms, too. Because I know that, like, there's going to be so much judgment. And from both of us on how we live. You walk into your hotel room and you explode. You explode your suitcase. You open it like, I'm going to do the zipper, undo the zipper and throw it onto a bed and
Let it all. And then because I got to get organized. I got to like put stuff places where I can see it.
Are we talking about the same room that I've gone into? Your room?
Yeah.
I must be day one because you must get organized day two.
No. Here's what I definitely do when it comes to travel. If we are going somewhere the next day, like we only have one night there, I totally repack.
Me too. Every time.
You leave in such a hurry the next morning until I get to the airport.
So hard.
That's the first thing I do is take everything out, make sure I didn't leave anything, but I did probably leave something.
I have such weird rituals about being in hotels. Jen's like, hey, I'm in a new city. I'm going to go get my nails done. I'm going to walk around the mall. I'm like, I will not leave my room.
Chris is like, I'm going to turn the heat up and mull.
I brought my dance tights.
They're so warm. They're so warm and comfortable.
I brought my dance tights 5, 6, 7.
She does like to stay. Well, because she doesn't sleep while traveling.
I try to like not let myself think about it because if I get worked up about it, I will really not sleep well. So I try really hard to have this ritual. So I wear like particular pajamas. I've got a sleep mask that I enjoy. I put in wax ear things. I've got a lot of weird nuances about
faces,
hotels.
All the magazines.
Everything needs to be organized before I slumber. And then I drift off to 2020.
And then what happens is she gets all ready to take a nap and realizes that the elevator's across the hall from her. Repacks everything, calls management, and gets a new room. And
I have bad room luck.
You do.
You remember the hotel I went in and the carpet was wet?
Yeah, it was.
Literally, like, wet, like you stepped on it and it was wet.
She had cat pee in one room, too.
I go, we can't stay here. Somebody died here.
Yeah.
Somebody died here. It was a weird thing. Even Hannah went into her room and she's like, I don't feel very. I go, we're getting out of here. We're going somewhere else.
What kind of a stain does a body make?
Yeah, because this is what. And by the way, I'd like to just say the caution tape isn't making me feel any better.
No, I always sleep with that stuff under my nose.
That you can do an autopsy.
Yeah.
I go, I'm 100% sure that I'm in a true crime episode of some sort.
Yeah.
I've heard this on My Favorite Murder. This is the hotel room, and this is where it happened because I know because there's still chalk outline.
Yeah. But you do have bad hotel room luck.
I have bad hotel room luck, but I have great luck with parking and concert tickets. So I don't want to trade them out.
Yeah.
Except going on tour is a real sucky thing. I might give away parking spots for better hotel room.
You gotta have a good
But you know me, I'm always down at the front desk. You're coming out to go to a mani-pedi, and I'm like, I'm changing rooms. I also lose 45 room keys.
It's so great. She's just down there in like her bra and some Nike running shorts and slippers.
White tights.
Yeah, her white tights and tap shoes. And
then the other guy's next to me, he's complaining about there being a lot of tap noise up top. I'm just like, shut up.
Can I get a room change? And then she's like, where's the microwave in this joint? Hey, you show me the room first. I want to see if I like it. I want to give me a tour first.
I think part of that, do you think that I was like that the whole time? Or do you think I've simmered down? Do you think I've gotten better or I'm the same? I'm looking straight at you. I'm watching your face. Am I still neurotic or am I better?
No, I don't think it's like, I think if you're tired,
I have a really
then everything about your room feels worse.
Yeah, I panic.
Yeah.
I panic that like, I also have this weird thing. You remember when I brought a 40-pound?
They retabbed you. I want to see what leotard goes with this too.
I hate you right now. I don't have a leotard.
You have a yellow leotard that would go great with those. You'd look like a little daisy. You get a green belt. Right.
Okay, you're not wrong. I get where your head is. I would wear black if I had a choice because that's what color she has. And if we're going to pursue a perhaps tap duo situation, I would like to be in. Yeah. Oh, you're the worst.
Wait for the YouTube videos.
This is the worst. This is where sitting across from her, I feel like I'm like trying to get out of this room and she's just eyeballing me. I'm like, let's change the subject. I think that I have obviously have an anxiety disorder that keeps me up at night. That's where it pitches.
I do too.
So I try really hard. I don't know. I've got all the medication, you guys.
I'm
not freaking hitting the road without some farmies. So I have to kind of like soothe and I'm nervous and I'm homesick and I'm like, I just get like weird. So I bought a weighted blanket except I didn't look at what the weights were. And so I bought the heaviest one. It was 40 pounds on our tour.
Yeah.
And lugging that thing up, I think that was by design. They were like, you're going to be so tired by the time you get up to the 14th floor. So I was like, I can't do that. But I will say that I think maybe if I could find a very lightly weighted blanket, that would be a real nice solution. Yeah. They help me. They keep me still.
Well, I don't like this about traveling too. Like, if I can get to sleep, I'm fine. But I have trouble like getting to sleep.
Yeah,
sometimes. Well, I do wake up. I have this 3 a.m. thing where I'll like wake up, and it's funny because
can you go back to sleep after that?
I usually can, yeah. But it takes me like an hour or two sometimes.
Because I wake up at like 5 or 6 in the morning and I'm kind of up. That's why it's hard. Because if we get done with a show and I'm back at the room at 1 and my adrenaline is up because of the show.
That's then hard I'm to get just, to sleep then. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I'm like, you know, 4 hours asleep.
I'm a professional podcaster and I'm making noises.
I didn't know what you were doing. You literally look like you had a freaking episode. I was like, stop looking around for shit. You're not going to find anything else.
I forgot those. I'm just trying to muffle all these laughs about your top tights. But here's what I don't like about the traveling. You have to do this too, I'm sure. When we are traveling so much, I won't know where I am when I get up in the middle of the night. And that's a thing that will keep me awake. Like, I'll get up at 3 and I'll panic because I'm like, what's that light that I don't recognize? Oh, boy, that means
you're really sleeping, though.
Yeah.
You're really sleeping.
I really don't know.
I think you just handle everything better than me. I'm a big baby. I've got weird stuff with food. I've got weird stuff with rooms. I've got I wish I liked pot because I would, I should be so high all the time. But then I'd be on stage and I'd be like, hey, what's up?
It's like I am high all the time, actually.
But no, but you're just like, I think you don't have some of the, I can nap. Let me say that. I didn't know that about myself. So when we started doing the driving in the van, I was like, oh, boy, look at that. That's a new thing. I can actually kind of sleep when we're in a van. And so you put on your super annoying travel pillow. It incites an argument. I chill out. I put on my reasonable travel pillow.
Mine's a blow up.
So loud. It's like. Then she takes a bond. Yeah. But they're delightful. And you deserve them for making fun of my dance tights. So then we're in the car and we put on the masks and we put on the travel pillows and we put on our I'm on sword sweatshirts.
And then we're out. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Remember when we got that PT Cruiser limousine?
What is the point of that?
Oh, man. We're like, what an oxymoron on this one. You almost cooled us.
Yeah.
We almost arrived to our Hampton Inn cool.
Yeah. Actually, was that one at a nice hotel and it was extra embarrassing then? Weren't we someplace? Well, one time we got picked up from the hotel and it was a burnt out Subaru.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the honest to God truth. Okay, so how it works is if you're going to perform at a theater, then they usually have a PA, production assistant, who is part of the theater's team. So they'll pick you up or they can go grab you food, just somebody to help, with the odds and ends. Yeah, like a runner. And so sometimes we go with our tour manager, he drives us, but sometimes for whatever reason, if we want more time to get ready, we'll go later. So they're like, the theater has a PA, she's a runner, she's got a car. If you guys want to be picked up, we're like, yeah, we'd love the extra time. We go outside, and there's this car, and it looks like it's literally been torched. And you're like, wait, what? So you get in, the interior
it was torched.
Burned. It was burned.
There was no headliner from, the overhead light back.
Oh, it was literally, the speakers were exposed.
Yeah.
They had, the interior
just
had
down
melted.
To the metal, you guys.
I go, what is wrong with this car? She goes, it got burned. I go, clearly. She goes, well, I don't want to use my good car.
Yeah. When there's people in it.
We're just going to go to the Chicago Theater and do a show for 3,000 people, but thank you for bringing us your char wagon.
Yes. It was
delightful.
But at this point, I think we were so deep in the tour that we were like, of course you were.
Of course you are. Yeah. Then we get out, and then the next city we go to, and we have a driver and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And she ran a red light and Jen was in there and it made me very nervous. And she goes, oh, sorry about that. I just got my license. Yep. And she was 40 and we go, when? And she goes, 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Yeah. Thank you, thank you.
So what we're saying is we travel very lavish.
We are very lavish travelers. Very only the nicest of hotels.
But I will say we did go on one super nice vacation at the end of the second tour because we always say, like, we're going to go on vacation.
I'm going to make that a yearly thing. I'm going to say if it's not – well, we also vacationed in Detroit of all places, which our kids, our kids are still like – can't be – I mean, Hawaii was nice, but Detroit.
Yeah, we went to Hawaii for our fancy vacation, but our kids are like – jury's out whether they'd rather go back to Detroit or Hawaii.
And you know why? Because they had fun together. Yeah. And that's the point. Like, yeah. You can go – my parents used to go to a Holiday Inn all the time when we were kids. They would take us – and I realized in a second how creepy that might have sounded. But, like, if we were going to go to a hotel for, like, a night, which is a big deal when you're from a small town, there's no hotels there. So you go to Grand Island and you go to the Holiday Inn and you go swimming in the pool and your eyeballs look like they're bleeding because the there's so much chlorine.
But
and
you should be grateful for all that chlorine.
That's right, because my parents are up, you know, bellied up to the bar having a good time. And it's 80s parents. They do not care.
No.
They don't care. They're like, I think they can swim.
Hey, there's no lifeguard on duty. Be careful.
Yeah. That sign says no lifeguard. Don't be a dummy.
Yeah. Can't you read it? Oh, too young? All right. Well, that's what it says. Yeah.
You're fine. You got floaties, right? Do you have them?
That's on you.
And they would go up to the bar and we would swim. And then we would just go in a room. Like, they would go with another couple. And me and Danelle or whoever, whatever couple, like, we would just go hang out in a hotel room. And then we'd go swim. And it was like a dang resort. Yeah. And that's what our kids got.
Yeah.
They all got to go together inside of this hotel room with Brady's boy twins.
Yep. We took over a room we shouldn't have that was like some sort of like a...
Yeah, that was really funny. We took over some pharmaceutical company's like event.
Yeah.
And we moved all the tables and chairs. And I think I took a couple t-shirts because Amgen does a nice t-shirt. I took so many pens. We had balloons. We gave them to the kids. We're like, you guys should have cleaned up better.
We just kept going down to the bar.
Literally kept getting like one of those platters. It's not even a serving tray.
Bar. The bar.
And you go with the one on the shoulder. I was like, I've worked in restaurants for 15 years. We were sitting,
you guys, it was so like we weren't supposed to be in there that we were sitting on stacks of chairs.
Yeah.
Not just chairs. There was like four underneath you.
And we were like, don't undo them.
Like a wedding reception is going to happen here tomorrow.
Yeah, we're like, at any time somebody's going to walk in here and get mad at us. But we had so much fun.
We did. And then we went to Hawaii, which was really fun.
Maybe we'll beep out the hotel, but this might be one of the greatest moments in our history.
Yep.
So very expensive.
Yeah.
As it should be. By the way, I think it's worth it.
Totally worth it. And we have this thought. We were like, are we going to get an Airbnb or are we going to go to a hotel? And we were like, nope, the moms aren't going to be doing everybody's towels and making everybody's
dinners. Yeah. So we're going to a
hotel.
The hourly wage, it was worth it.
Yeah.
And so we sprung a big vacation and we were like, but you know me, I'm always working a deal.
Yeah.
So But I want him to give this deal to us again, so let's be careful that we don't say the wrong thing.
Well, it's the truth. Can we say? Because
we want this to happen again, but here's the thing. I emailed the hotel, and I was like, we really want to stay at your hotel. It's really expensive. My friend and I, we do a comedy thing. Maybe you've heard of. Can we Instagram that you guys that were at your hotel and get a discount? And they wrote us a really, really nice email back. And they were like, we love what you do. We would love to give you a discount on the agreement that you don't post.
You're not really which we're not.
We're not. The first thing we did is went to Costco, loaded our rooms, drank a lot of free drinks at the bar.
Yep, lots of Pringles.
You know what? Yes. You know, that's who we are. And I've never felt better about it because we couldn't have stayed there if we didn't. We were bringing our parents and we had friends coming in and we were trying to do like kind of a once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
It was.
The kids will talk about it forever.
Every memory I have of that vacation is spectacular.
Yeah, it is. And we also it was so fun. We would be like, we'd see each other's families like going down to the pool and coming up to the pool and I'd be like, I'll stay down there with the kids.
And you go up in with the kids and they're going to do a movie and let's go out and have a pizza. And the one night we went out to a restaurant, I think we were like, why'd we leave? We were in paradise.
I was telling my husband, we were talking about it. I go, how did we end up at the crappiest restaurant
across an island? We were like driving on freeways. What are we doing?
We were thinking it was going to be so good. And,
my husband listen, this is why I love him and why he's not cheap. My husband's not cheap. He's reasonable. So when I told him how much it was going to cost, he like literally was like, what? And I was kind of that way too. I get nervous about that. And I go, Colin, this is a splurge. Jen and I have worked like 3 years straight. Like, let's do this. Let's like do this for our family while we can. We got the discount since we're not going to post. We're going to go to Costco.
Never be able to do it again.
We're never going to be able to do it again, especially after this podcast. And any other hotels that want to offer us a deal, we are open to any posting measurements.
Anything that you want to do.
Anything you want to do, we are good for a discount. It has to be 40% or more. So I told Colin and he kind of got upset that the hotel was so expensive. And then we got there and they put those Lays on him and they gave him a drink in a Spam can. And it was as though the cloud had lifted.
Yeah.
And now he goes, oh, man, I see why people want a vacation at a place like this. I'm like, yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Because we're not doing it on TripAdvisor at a 3.5-star to get it for $80. This is how the other half lives.
I know.
And it's great. And you know what? This is a vacation that we did because we had waited.
Yeah.
Because I'm fine to go stay at a Holiday Inn. I'm not above a Holiday Inn.
No.
But after being on the road for a long time, I wanted it to be something that you and I just felt like
it was so proud of. Vacation.
It was a real vacation.
Because they brought like fruit to your room.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You guys didn't have to do anything.
You didn't have to do anything.
It was like we had all these snacks. The kids could just eat. Like it was.
And the first night we got down there, we felt, well, we had done a show and have never been heckled more, which was delightful. I was like, get punch at us.
Yeah.
We're going to give it right back. It was so fun.
Yeah.
And then we got to the hotel. I remember both of us were really tired because we had done like 20 days in a row. We were we were meeting the families. We'd been traveling and even the flight was fun. The kids all watched movies. So we go do the show and then we come back. We were meeting them, right? How did we get from the theater to the hotel?
Brady?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Because we had like a 40-minute drive. But I remember very significantly walking down to the beach. Maybe we had come one day and then the next day was the show. But I just remember we saw this resort and we were like, oh, my God, is this where we're staying?
Yeah.
And we got down to the water and there was that mama seal.
Yeah.
And they had this
amazing
kid that's like an intern, like want to be conservationist, like making sure she was okay. And I was like, this feels like the world is right.
I remember the night that we got there, Britt and I, because we got rooms that faced the water.
Yeah.
And Kristen was like two doors down or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we sat out on the patio and could listen to them playing music.
Totally.
And just put the kids to sleep. My husband and I just sat there and had drinks and like did not talk. And both of us, it is like seared in our memory. He'll be like, you remember that first time? Like, yes.
I know. That's why you do it. And vacations are tough. They're expensive. And you know, like you have to really budget and you do. Yeah. Most people do. Like that's how it works. We did. We just were able to like, we were doing a show in Hawaii.
So
that's why we made it work.
Yeah. Which I will do all the time. We're like, let's see if we have any London fans.
We're trying. We're trying to do Australia. Yeah. It's a big push. We're trying to do, we would love to come to Australia. We'd love to do international.
We're never
going to
say no now. Not after last year. We're going to always do it.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
If there has ever been a lesson, it's now is like, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be worried about, like, the same things in the same way as I was before. I'm for the better. I'm trying for sure.
I mean, Delilah was looking at the Great Wall of China, you know, that comes on when the, that tells you that the Apple TV has been on too long and that you should hear it instead of like.
No, we have it. It's a fish tank.
And so the Great Wall of China comes on and Delilah goes, what's that? And I said, it's Great Wall of China. And she goes, is it real? Because it doesn't look real.
I know.
Or it looked like it's from a movie or something. I go, yeah. She goes, I want to see that. And I was like, I do too. Like I wasn't just saying it like lip service. Like I wanted to see that when I was a kid. Like if there is a way, like this year has inspired me to like, I will do it if there is a way to go see the wonders of the world. Like,
and the truth is I remember when I was in my 20s, I had never been to Europe and I was obviously broke. I wasn't broke. I was just working in restaurants and living in LA. So I thought everything, you know, every dime needed to be.
It does.
It does. It's expensive. So I was bartending at the time. I was in my late 20s. I had never been to Europe. I had a friend that was living in Switzerland. I was like, I'm going to go. And I really, It changed my life. It changed how I looked at the world. It changed how I looked at people. It made me feel so good deep down inside. And I wish I would have done it earlier. I think what the when you get pensive about travel is not just the money, but it's the unexpected. But that's what ends up being the best part.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I'm like, especially now with Airbnbs and all the competitive travel stuff, you can travel, you can do it on a budget, and you can be comfortable. I don't get fussy about when we go travel to go see stuff. Like when I was in Europe, I was like, I don't need a fancy hotel room because we're going to be out of it the whole time.
All you need is a clean bed.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we got.
A not communal bathroom.
Yeah, I didn't have that. I had a communal bathroom. I literally stayed in like one of those weird – when I went by myself. And then when Colin and I went for our honeymoon, we just were on our feet, on the move all the time.
They'd be like, who's that woman in a bra and the
– Dance sites?
Communal bathroom. They're honeymooners. We get it.
Here's the thing. When you travel alone and you come out of your room wearing dance tights and tap shoes and you're using the communal bathroom, no one ever messes with you because you're like, I've met most crazy.
Yep.
There's a lot of crazy on this floor. And I've just met – is she flying away from the U.S. because they want to find her?
That on the plane.
Is she going to kill me in my sleep? Maybe.
Well, my husband's dad was a Pan Am pilot, and so his family used to just be able to like jump on flights that had open seats, and like so he got to travel a ton. But he said he learned so much about traveling smart with them. He's like, yeah, we could like because his dad flew in Europe, like they lived in Germany for a while.
Yeah,
and so he's like, we used to go to Paris, and when we get there, like every hotel in Paris basically has a free breakfast that's like fruit and croissants and stuff like that.
It's small, and they kind of watch you. So you got to put stuff in your purse so you have it for a little bit and a later snack.
That's right. But what they used to do, which I think is so smart, is – and I wish – because we went there one time and I wish that we would have done this. Because you just think every restaurant in Paris is going to be really good and it's kind of fine.
French food's a hard sell if in cuisine, but I think they're like baked goods and they're like on the move bread and cheese is like – unstoppable. But
that's what Brit says. His mom would get a baguette and she was like, here's what you guys are eating today.
It's
and
true.
They were all happy.
And you get like a thing of cheese and you just like spread it on there and you eat it and you walk and like it's the most, it's the best.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
They even give you like free wine on the streets in some places.
Oh, well, I didn't go to that bougie side of town. They were like, hey, here's a subway car.
It wasn't bougie. You know where it was? It was, where's that, that famous church that's up on the hill. That's
in Paris, the Notre Dame?
No. I couldn't be more specific.
The Sacre Coeur?
Yeah, that one. They were giving out like mulled wine and stuff like that because it
that's
was
cool.
Christmas. It's
yeah.
So fun. And I want to do more of that. We're going to do more of that.
We're going to do more of that. We're going on tour. And that's what we have to remember is that it's not, it is travel with purpose. And like, I'm going to get out of my room more and be confident that I will sleep. And I'm going to pack like somebody that is like, if I need the comfort creature comforts, I'm going to bring them with me. I'm going to splurge on a nice travel pillow. I'm going to bring like
white tights.
I'm going to bring my white tights and my tap shoes. And you know what? I'm going to, and one of these
and
days,
you're going to ask for the room above mine.
And I'm going to go into the bathroom and I'm going to tap the shit out of my room. And then I'm going to knock on your door and I'm going to come in wearing only my tights and my bra.
And I'm going time.
To take a bath in your bathtub.
Okay, I think
especially
we're done,
if in the middle of the room. Guys, bye. We love you.
Okay, bye.